Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure BioSpeed Clean Vacuum Cleaner. Save $200 on this powerful vac that doesn't have a cord and is bag-free. To save an additional $20 with free shipping, put in code word HOWIECLEAN at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Greetings, everyone. My name is Dr. Tony Fauci, and I'm the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. And I'm here to talk to you today about the Delta variant that causes COVID-19.
We're going to die. It's every man for himself.
This is Guy Dad of his league, honestly.
My message is I stopped listening to him a long time ago.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Police Chief Murray of the Baltimore, Police Chief Mary, Police Chief Murphy, Paul of Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
I just can't seem to get the hang of this game.
You're doing fine, you're doing fine.
I'm a whiz at casino and goldfish.
Don't leave, you're getting hot, Murray.
I gotta go. I gotta find my badge.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
You know, the COVID-19 dead enders, like Fauci, you just heard him there, they're putting their money on the Delta variant. They're doubling down on the Delta variant. That's what they're hoping to bring back, the masks and the social distancing and the lockdowns. They're keeping their fingers crossed. And Biden even actually today, before he went out for that press conference with the senators and the cabinet, he put out a press release on social media. Here's the deal. The Delta variant is more contagious, it's deadlier, and it's spreading quickly around the world, leaving young, unvaccinated people more vulnerable than ever. And Fauci said, and he's very believable, of course, the way to stop the Delta variant is to get vaccinated, he said. But so if I were you, though, I would, if you haven't read the story in the Wall Street Journal, if there's something cut out of your paper on page A9, it's probably because your governor got to the paper and chopped it out, because there's a headline that kind of undercuts the latest panic porn. Delta spreads in UK, but proves less lethal. Well, Taylor, what the hell good is it if it's less lethal, right? They can't sell the infections anymore. The infections worked, you know, a little over a year ago.
More infections. Oh, no. More people are testing positive. Oh, no.
They're biding their time. They're waiting for the alpha variant.
How about the gamma variant?
That sounds scary.
Yeah, there are all the Greek letters, you know, just the beta variant.
That doesn't sound so scary.
How about the Phi Gamma Delta, the Tri-Delta variant? I'm just thinking of the old frat houses, the Chi Psi variant.
Those sound like fun.
The Chi Psi variant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the vaccine for that one, a kegger at Karen Polito's house?
The Delta variant. Soon there'll be the bi-delta or the double delta, and then it'll be the tri-delta virus. That's the that's the sorority that Christine Blasey Ford belonged to down at UNC. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. We didn't take any calls in the last hour. We'll take a lot of calls this hour, but I did want to play a few more of the Biden cuts from this afternoon. And again, they reached a quote unquote compromise to spend $1.9 trillion. So let's play some of the more of these cuts before we move on to other topics here. So Biden, of course, they throw in everything but the kitchen sink in these things, and so part of it is the joblessness. Even though there's no joblessness, there's, I think, 3.5 million people have left the workplace of their own volition. You have 13 million more people getting unemployment than a year ago. And even though there's 9 million unfilled jobs, but joblessness is a problem, so we need more job training programs. But in addition to the usual bromides, and of course the crumbling infrastructure and the need for children going to bed hungry, and the usual Democrat boogeymen, but of course we also have extreme weather, also known as climate change. Cut two.
Upgrading the power grid to be more energy efficient and resilient, and extreme weather to be able to sustain extreme weather and the climate crisis.
Be able to sustain extreme weather. There's extreme weather and there's stream weather, okay? Then the legislative process is known as reconciliation. That means to take the bill from the House and the bill from the Senate and put them together. Joe Biden, of course, has been in the Senate, as he put it, for 180 years, so he knows a lot about that. Cut 11.
So-called reconciliation process.
Progress process, something like that. He's going to get it straight one of these days, you know? 844-500-4242. Weatherizing every building in America. Now, this is a proposal. How are they going to weatherize every building in America? How much is this going to cost? Cut 18.
It will be a giant tax cut for corporations, but it'll also be a giant move toward weatherizing every building in America and all the things we need to do.
All the things that we need to do. Do we need to keep inflation under control? And a lot of these infrastructure projects in the old days, they would have meant that you were rebuilding roads, rebuilding bridges, adding roads. Now it just means you're going to have environmental studies. And everything that used to take a year, 2 years, now takes 20 years. Everything that cost $1 billion now costs $10 billion, $20 billion. You have more human rights and human resources coordinators than you have engineers that are actually building the projects. 844-500-4242-617. The hungry children grift doesn't usually come until Thanksgiving. Yeah, and then when the weather turns cold, when a Republican is in the White House, that's when in the big cities you send out the crews to count the homeless. If a Democrat's in the White House, though, the counting stops for 4 or 8 years, no matter how long a Democrat is in the White House. 617, I can see Honest Howie's job training and home improvement coming soon. Yeah, absolutely. I prefer job training. Home improvement, you actually have to somehow get a crew out there, you know? Whereas job training, you know, there's always another holiday. You know, there's always a new three-day weekend that means you don't have to go to the job training that week. And then, you know, when it comes down to it and you've completed your job training, somehow the jobs will not be available. So we'll just have to get you into the next job training program. And that'll keep you on the program. And your food stamps will keep coming, and your EBT card, your temporary assistance to needy families. It's not temporary. It's you're not needy and you're not a family. But it is assistance, so one out of four ain't bad. That card will be recharged every month. You'll get your student loans deferred. You'll get your rent payments deferred, unless of course you're living in a Section 8. You don't have to pay any money whatsoever. So this is it. 844-500-4242-508. The Biden administration doesn't care about inflation. Their new constituencies are on welfare or have trust funds. One has money to burn and the other has benefits that increase with inflation. Yeah, exactly. It's like the fact that they've changed the tax code to the fact that I think about half the population now, as Mitt Romney got into trouble for saying, but he was right, half the population doesn't pay taxes, basically. So, you know, when you talk about taxes going up, constituency for being offended by that and wanting tax cuts has been significantly reduced. 844-500-4242-617. A good monologue. Any further information about Giuliani, pro-Trump here? I mean, in case you didn't hear, Giuliani has been suspended from the practice of law by the New York Bar Association today, and they said that he had made willful misstatements about the results of the 2020 presidential election. This is what happens in a one-party system, and New York State, you know, from top to bottom, is one party. You know, whether it's politics or the Bar Association or academia. It's amazing that they've even been able to send people like Sheldon Silver, the former Assembly Speaker, a Democrat, to prison, or close to sending him to prison. They're not sending anybody else to prison, and that's one reason why Eric Adams won the primary, or seems to be winning the primary in the mayor's race. Does anyone ever get job trained for these programs? No, that's the whole. I gotta do another column on the famous Tom Wolfe magazine story that became half of a book, Mau Mauing the Flak Catchers. It's all about the job training programs in San Francisco, but it really applied to every job training program everywhere. I saw it when I came out of college in the 70s, and they had this thing called the Experiment in Self-Reliance, and it was an experiment in governmental dependency is what it was. It took me about 2 days to realize that. And they had these things in every big city in the country. And it's just a scam. And Biden's trying to bring it back. Biden's trying to bring back all this great society stuff. You know, you get paid for having more illegitimate kids. You have job training programs that don't train you for jobs. Everything is coming back. And it's going to be a disaster, just like the Great Society was, the War on Poverty. 844-500-4242. We'll take some calls when we come back. Balance 7, my go-to product for energy and arthritis, has just announced a special subscription offer. Use code word Howie when you subscribe and save every month, and you will receive your seventh order of Balance 7 for free. Subscribing will help ensure that you won't miss a day of Balance 7. You really need this product. And now with code word Howie, you will receive your seventh order for free with your subscription. Balance 7 is a liquid you drink 3 times a day that balances the pH levels in your body, giving you more energy. Now, you may be asking, what does balancing out the pH mean? It means it takes the acid out of your body. Acid comes from, among other things, coffee, wine, or carbonated drinks. I didn't believe that Balance 7 was going to work, but it really does. I have a big jug in my kitchen and one at the studio because I love Balance 7 and the way it makes me feel. Take advantage of their subscription program with code word Howie. To order, go to balance7.com. We have a guy who works for us a little bit, and he comes in, and I told him, try Balance 7 when you come in. He was in last night. He had some this morning. He called up the mailroom manager, and he said, what's that code word Howie? I want to order some, because he feels better when he takes it. Believe me, it works. To order, go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com, and get your energy back. I'm Howie Carr.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time. It's Howie Carr.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Howie Carr is back.
But you guys know me too well. I'm going to drive you crazy the next 4 years, because I'm going to tell you the truth as I see it.
Everybody raise your hand who thinks he's going to be around for the next 4 years in the White House. And it's not quite 4 years, obviously. I can't see it. I mean, these last 2 days of press conferences, I mean, they've really been rather... they've been amusing, but they've also been disturbing in their own way. To think that this guy is the president of the United States, he doesn't have a clue what's going on. Cut 6. Here it is.
And so, let me be clear.
Can we quote you on that, Mr. President? And so, let me be clear. Let me be clear. And, you know, remember that this is the guy who plagiarized so many people, Bobby Kennedy, Neil Kinnock, the British labor leader, JFK, This is a guy who has talked about how he was a player at he played for Division I football for the University of Delaware. He was the first black student at Delaware State, he claimed. He was arrested with Nelson Mandela. He was almost arrested at a sorority house in at the Ohio University. He finished at the top of his class at Syracuse Law School. His grandfather, or great-grandfather, depending on the story, was a coal miner. I mean, he has a list of just one lie after another. He's just spent his entire career lying. He said that the truck driver who struck his family and killed his first wife and his young daughter was drunk. He was not drunk at all.
When I raised that before with somebody, you looked at me like, where have you been, Biden? You've been spending too much in China or something. I haven't been to China.
He hasn't been to China. Okay, but anyway, he said, given his record of veracity, it's kind of weird that he would say what he said this afternoon. Cut 16.
When certain senators tell you something, they mean it. And others you take, you discount.
Which category do you think you fell into, Mr. President, during your 180 years, as you put it, in the Senate? Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7 Liquid Concentrate. I use it for energy and my arthritis. For your first order, use code word Howie and save $10. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who's the most obnoxious St. Paul's School graduate in politics right now? Sheldon Whitehouse, who went on to Yale, John Forbes Carey, also went on to Yale, or Robert Mueller, who went on to Princeton?
Oh, that Poison Ivy League. That Poison Ivy League. It's an Elvis song from the great movie Roustabout. I'm voting for John Forbes Carey.
Yeah, 69% say John Carey, 25% say Whitehouse, 7% say Robert Mueller.
All right. 617 says, juicy story about Hunter Biden at the Chateau Marmont. A little coverage of that. We did it last night. We tweeted it out, the original story in the New York Post. You can find it on our, if you follow us on Twitter, at Howie Carr Show. It's a very juicy story. It's a little too juicy, actually, to repeat again. But
boys in Ivy League, boys in that Ivy League. Those sons of the rich, that Poison Ivy League.
I've just discovered I also belong to a sailing club.
Most people would call it, most peons, hoi polloi, would call it a yacht club.
But that, it's struggling to find its proper diversity.
That's Sheldon Whitehouse's newest statement. We'll get to that in a little bit. Let's take a couple of calls here. Victor, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Victor.
Howie, always a pleasure to listen to you. Listen, President Biden said we need to protect the power grid, and we have not built a power plant in Massachusetts since 1968, Howie. And that one was Plymouth, and that's already been decommissioned. You know, we are in such trouble in this nation. You know, talk about brownouts coming, and how many more TVs and internet. Go ahead.
I know. I mean, look at in California, they're telling people don't recharge your electric vehicles during the night when people always recharge their electric vehicles. And it's only 2% of the fleet statewide is electric vehicles. What are they going to do when it's 100%, which is supposed to be in 2035? You know, look what happened. Texas was trying to go to a more green source of energy. And look what happened when they had a tough winter this year, Victor. They had all kinds. They didn't have brownouts. They had blackouts.
It's frightful, man. We got to get rid of these liberals and stop putting some conservatives and independents in there. Thanks, Howie.
Thanks, Victor. I agree totally. It's a real mess. And you know, none of this stuff is these green energy projects. This is all about scamming is what it amounts to. I mean, it's not illegal scamming, but it's legal scamming. They're going to get subsidized, and then it's going to turn out that even with the subsidies, they're not going to be competitive. Think Solyndra. And Solyndra was only one of the scams that was worked in the Obama era. It's going to cost billions, if not trillions of dollars, and it's just going to be more agony and pain for everyone. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. It's always a bad sign when you get confused because people are moving around and you don't know where they are. You know, it's important if you're in control of a microphone to always at least pretend to know that you know where everybody is and what's going on. You don't want to show confusion. It's like, you know, showing fear to a dog. It's just a bad look. Here's Joe Biden becoming confused today. Cut one.
Secretary Buttigieg is here. Good to see you, Mr. Secretary. Secretary Fudd, Secretary Granholm, Secretary... There you go. Okay, you guys got to make sure. I thought everybody was on this side. I was on Secretary Raimondo and Secretary Walsh.
Maybe I should know who these people are, but I know who most of them are. But who is Secretary Mondo? Do you know, Taylor?
Wasn't he in Blazing Saddles? Mondo only pawn in Game of Life. Was Mongo.
I was thinking of Hondo, too. Wasn't that that was a Western movie as well. But I don't know. Secretary Mondo.
Mondo Kane?
I don't know. 844-500-4242-603. My brother lives in Houston. During the winter ice storm, they were unprepared. Pipes froze and broke in his neighborhood. Several people lost their homes because of it. Yeah, I mean, there have been all kinds of messes with this. I don't know what they're going to do for energy. They don't have a plan. I mean, it's nice to say, you know, in 2035, we're going to have all electric vehicles in California or we're going to be relying on wind and solar by 2040. But how are they going to do this? They can't do it. The technology does not exist. I mean, even if it were not prohibitively if it existed, I think it would be prohibitively expensive, but it doesn't exist. 844-500-4242. Gary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gary.
Howie, a long-time listener. In reference to the infrastructure, back in the mid-60s, when, you know, from Bernie to Peter Clavel to now Mayor Miro, there was a proposal, you know, and money that was funded for a Northern and Southern Connector while Peter Shumlin shut down the Northern Connector. And so now, and we're still waiting. In the last meeting I had at the bagel shop with Mayor Miro.
This is in Burlington. Yeah.
In Burlington. Yeah. In 2012, he said, Gary, oh, it's only going to be next year. Well, guess what? This is 2021. And I don't know what, you know, when the money gets appropriated, you know, what do? I don't understand it. You know,
nothing ever gets built. I mean, do you think they could build the Golden Gate Bridge now? They can't, they couldn't build the Sagamore Bridge again today. I mean, I'm wondering, my age, I'm not going to live to see the new Sagamore Bridge. They built the first Sagamore Bridge, you know, that connects the mainland to the Cape Peninsula over the canal, the Cape Cod Canal. They built it from, you look on the sign, 1933 to 1935. That's a very complicated structure. It's way up there. Do you think they could build a new Sagamore Bridge in 2 years? There's no possible way. No possible way. I don't think they want to build it. I mean, and you begin to wonder what kind of engineering skills they have. Look at the new Tappan Zee Bridge, the Mario Cuomo Bridge. It's 2 or 3 years old. It's already cracking up. I mean, look at this horrible accident, tragedy in Miami-Dade in Surfside, Florida. I mean, they said there's 100 people missing. How the hell did that happen? What's going on? I mean, you know, I'm, you know, thinking that there could be shoddy construction using, slipshod methods and inferior concrete or whatever, steel. But I mean, where are the building inspectors? What the hell was going on here? This is the worst thing like this that's happened in I don't know how long. And I mean, I don't know. I guess they'll get to the bottom of it, but you just wonder about what the quality of workmanship is anymore in the United States for any number of reasons. 844-500-4242, 617. How about the Green Line extension to Somerville, 20 years? I don't even read those stories anymore, you know, about extensions on of commuter rail or the T. I mean, it's just not in the cards. Thanks for the call, Gary. I wouldn't expect anything to happen in Burlington anytime soon. Jeff, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Howie, I just want to assure all you Massachusetts people with the energy problem that Maine's coming to the rescue with this green power energy corridor coming down through, which, you know, it's up for a vote to see if we're going to do it, but CMP is already pouring money and building. I go by the power lines they're putting up already, so it's a done deal.
So that's what we're going to have is in Massachusetts. We're going to have a NIMBY project from Maine, from Canada via Maine.
Exactly. And once this is all done and it goes through and Janet Mills is no longer in office, you wait and see. She'll be on the board of directors of CMP getting some kind of fat check.
Yeah. She'll be 80 years old, too. Thanks for the call, Jeff. 844-500-4242-603. Look at the Four River Bridge. This is down in Quincy. 10 years to build a temporary bridge before they could build the actual bridge. 17 years total. 978. This is what you get with low bidder bidding in Massachusetts. They have to cut corners to be able to make a profit. You don't always get the best contractor with the lowest price. Well, you know, this is, you know, prevailing wage too is really screws things up. I think you have prevailing wage on the on these federal contracts, which is what's going to be covered under this new quote unquote infrastructure bill. And prevailing wage means you have to go with the highest union wages available, and you can't go for the non-union contractors. And so it becomes not so much about the infrastructure and improving the commutes and the roads for everyone who has a car, or making it easier to get across a body of water. It's a welfare program for unions that contribute, also known as kicking back to Democrat candidates. And that's all it is. 844-500-4242. You'll notice that among the cabinet members that were at the agreement today at the White House was Marty Walsh, former mayor of Boston, who's now the Secretary of Labor, and he used to be in his prior life before politics an official in the Laborers International Union, and the Laborers International Union they endorsed Biden and immediately got screwed on the Keystone XL pipeline. They lost thousands of jobs. I mean, any laborer member of the union, you know, rank and file, as opposed to the pinky ring guys, the business agents who didn't see it coming, was a fool, wasn't paying attention. But, you know, their union dues helped elect Joe Biden. And as soon as he got into office, the first day, he killed their jobs.
Mr. President-elect, Madam President, Vice President-elect, I want to thank you for the opportunity to serve the American people.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks. Thanks for your good job with the Boston Police Department on the way out the door. 844-500-4242. Let's see here. Cindy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Cindy.
Hi, dear. I was just talking about how I have several questions, but basically, you know, the Coolidge Bridge over Northampton and stuff like that. oh, that needs to be reconstructed because they have the labor of logging done way, way, way back before I was born. But basically, electric cars, I was told, I was informed through the radio stations, they had a fire person on declaring that if an electric car gets stuck in a tunnel and has an accident, that they had to close off that tunnel from one end to the other end because it would explode because of the metal.
I don't know. I don't know. I know there's a lot of problems with electric cars, not the least of which is recharging them after a certain number of miles. I mean, who wants to have to keep recharging a car, you know, after a few hundred miles? And the colder the weather is, the more often you have to recharge them. And then you have the problem with the batteries. And the batteries are made with these
lithium ion, right?
I think, they're made with minerals that are not easy to find in North America. So you have to, I think a lot of the minerals are in China. And when the batteries wear out, there's a lot of toxic waste in there. So what the hell do you do with the toxic waste? You can't just dump, the toxic waste in the United States. They had that mountain in Nevada where they were dumping waste and everybody was raising hell. And I don't blame them. If I lived near the mountain, I'd be raising hell too. So what are you going to do with all this toxic waste? The fact is that natural gas is a great way to heat your homes and to provide energy for the grid. And and Biden is trying to end all of these oil and gas leases on federal land and the fracking. He wants to end fracking. I mean, they're superstitious. They're like the mullahs in Iran saying adultery causes earthquakes. They have no idea what fracking does to the land. It's not polluting anything. Is Pennsylvania, which allows fracking, anymore, is their water any more polluted than New York, which doesn't allow it? No, it's not. But I'll tell you, Pennsylvania has been a lot more prosperous than New York, which hasn't allowed fracking. And it's just crazy. And they call themselves the party of science, and they're reality based, but they're not unreality based. That's the reality. 844-500-4242. Here's a quote from a recent lead editorial in the Wall Street Journal. The president's economists are predicting the return of stagflation. Remember stagflation? We had it 40 years ago under Jimmy Carter, along with the misery index. It came back with Barack Obama in 2009. Stagflation crushes your retirement savings. The economy doesn't just stagnate, it regresses. A dollar buys less every month. You can already see it in the headlines. Inflation triples, gasoline prices spiraling, Democrats pushing huge tax hikes on income and capital gains, the Fed's printing money they don't have. So what are you doing now to protect your money? Well, many turn to GoldCo, the leading gold IRA company in the U.S. and four-time Inc. 500 winning company. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of five-star customer reviews, you can trust the team at GoldCo to help you protect and grow your wealth. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr or call 855-972-9718, the dedicated phone number for my listeners, to request your free IRS loophole guide and learn how you can take control of your retirement. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay and fall victim to another stock market crash, inflation hike, or dollar decline. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free IRS loophole guide today. If you visit goldco.com/Howie Carr or call 855-972-9718 now, GoldCo will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's right, up to $10,000 in free silver. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
You just shot an unarmed man.
But he should have armed himself.
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. 863 says, the reason the Miami condo fell is because of the fracking in Penn. I didn't know AOC was listening to the show. Or was it Greta von Thunberg who texted that in? I'm sure they'll be saying that, or they'll be blaming it. It's the rising sea levels in Miami. We told you this was going to happen, and now this is the first condo that's collapsed. There'll be more. Again, no crisis must go to waste. And it's probably going to be DeSantis' fault, too, before all is said and done. 8-4, Nikki Fried, his Democrat opponent, the commissioner of agriculture, is going to be blaming it on him. He didn't make people wear masks long enough, and now the condo has fallen. 844-5, and then the Miami Herald. Yeah. When is DeSantis going to answer these questions? Can we reach Rebecca Jones for an op-ed piece on this? Would the day tell her to shut up about this? These zoning violations in South Florida. We have a few Avivas left. Not many. Aviva Trattoria. If they're $50 gift certificates for $25, they have. It's a great Italian restaurant. How was it, guys? The VIPs. They brought a lot. They have good stuff. We got. It's a great place to go. And Grace and I are going to be there in the one in Wrentham. From 12 to 6 tomorrow. So come on down to Grace and my remotes in Wrentham at the Aviva Trattoria and get your $50 gift certificates for $25. It's a hell of a deal. They got great locations in Malden and in Maynard and in Wrentham and elsewhere too. 844-500-4242, 781. They're so anti-oil, they imported 5 million barrels from Russia in May and 6 million barrels so far in June. They're anti-U.S. oil. And again, tell me again why Vladimir Putin wanted Trump reelected after Trump was stopping the Nord Stream pipeline into Western Europe. And after Trump was making the U.S. the number one energy producer in the world and undercutting Russia on the free market around the world for energy products. Why would they want to put Joe Biden in there? Joe Biden, whose son Hunter got $3.5 million from the wife of the corrupt mayor of Moscow. 844-500-4242. 339 says they're going to blame it on acid rain, of course. About Alar on the apples and Paraquat on the marijuana. They all had something to do with it. And homicide hornets. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Yes, Howie Carr. Listen, I want to ask you a question because yesterday the government, we have the meeting for sexual rehashment. And what happened, it is 90% the meeting we have is to destroy the men. Everything is the men. It's not right. Everything. If the women,
do you feel, Mr. Garcia? Do you feel oppressed as a member of the minority gender?
And you know, I don't care. You know, women and gay people have to respect people. We have to put everything in the middle. And the men, women, gay people in the middle. And if you're wrong, you're wrong. You're right, you're right. But what the hell going on?
You're working for the government, Mr. Garcia. It doesn't pay to be a member of certain classes. And maybe if what you're saying is true, it doesn't pay to be a man to work for the government anymore. Not just certain classes of men, but men, period.
How dare you?
Shut up. I guess that was an unwoke thing to say. 844-500-4242. We haven't even gotten to all of our Biden cuts. And I haven't even told you about the Biden nominee for the Bureau of Land Management. Even the Obama era BLM employees are turning against her. I'm Howie Carr.